Thoughts on the Kingdom. Revelation, Part 5. And in this discourse, I want to look at Revelation, Chapter 15, and Verse 3. We see here a great number, and people who are victorious over the beast and his image and over the number of his name. They hold harps, which have been given them by God, and they sing. And they're singing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb. And here is their song. Great and marvelous are your deeds, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, King of the ages. Who will not fear you, O Lord, and bring glory to your name? For you alone are holy. All nations will come and worship before you. For your righteous acts have been revealed. Revelation chapter 15 and verse 3. How is God described here? The King of the ages. God is the King. And he has a kingdom, therefore. And he has subjects, therefore. They are the subjects of the King, the children of the King, the citizens of heaven. The children belonging by adoption to God himself. And that kingdom of God will be triumphant. Again, I'm not going to get involved in the prophecy here. What I'm seeing is this, that these early believers, in the midst of their sufferings and trials and difficulties, the persecution of the Roman Empire and all the sufferings there, and it's gone on down the age ever since, and it's still with us today. And as in the previous discourse, I speak again to those who are suffering under persecution now. God is victorious. He is the King of the ages. I know there are difficulties and it's hard for our minds to understand these things, but God is reigning, not Satan. I know Satan pulls the strings in this world, but God is sovereign over all. And one day, he will be seen to be the King of the ages, and all will worship him. Notice, all nations will come and worship before him. Notice that. Your persecutors, my friend, will have to bow the knee to our Lord God himself and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. You can't do it. You can't bring it about. But God will ensure it. His kingdom will be triumphant. God has revealed his righteous acts, and his power will be seen. They will be, the saints will be victorious over all their enemies. For God is the King of the ages, and he rules supreme. Through all times and changes, the rise and fall of Islam, the rise and fall of this and that in the other, God reigns supreme. And in the days to come, we shall see, in that time gloriously, when Christ returns especially, shall we see this great display of the glory of God in his kingdom, and all nations bowing before him, acknowledging God and his Son and the Spirit. Blessed be God. The victory is sure. Who will not fear you, O Lord, and give glory to your name? All nations will come before you. They will have to. Oh, the sensible thing now, my friend, if you're outside of Christ, is to bow the knee to this King and receive him as your Lord and Savior now. He stands ready to save you. Jesus ready stands to save you, full of pity, full of power. He is the King, but he will receive you in and through his merit if you trust him. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Don't leave it to this final day. You will, if you refuse now, have to bow your knee then. But that will be in judgment. Bow the knee now and receive Christ. I plead with you.